Hey guys, I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Jana. Welcome to Plotted.
Welcome. And we are doing the movie that most people have already watched by now called Maverick.
It's the second Top Gun movie and it is streaming now.
Yes.
But I highly recommend seeing it in theaters because it was so, so good.
It was good. Honestly, I had my doubts. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I mean, I saw the first one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's where you get your doubts from.
Yeah.
The first one was like, great.
Well, the thing is, I watched it whenever I was a kid and I remember loving it. And then I watched it as an adult and I was like, of course I don't really remember most of it.
I watched it like recently, like before the new one came out. We watched it and then me and my dad went and saw Maverick right after my brother's wedding. We went to Top Gun.
Yes.
Like he got married the
right
next
after?
Day.
Oh.
No. We waited a little bit, you know, cause we had to unpack the venue.
Oh,
but,
right.
The venue. Yeah, we went with some family that was in town and we loved it, so then we were telling everybody to go watch it, and then we watched it again recently once it was on streaming, and my mom and my youngest brother saw it and they were like, this is really good.
Yeah I think the amount of work that went into this movie,
because
they actually put them in real planes, right?
Or they put the actors, I think, in the plane simulators, but like the jets that you see on screen are not CGI. Like, those are real fighter jets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, they put a lot of work into this movie.
Yeah.
Thought out the plot really well.
The characters were amazing.
Yeah, because the first movie was not supposed to have a second movie.
Yeah.
And but the fact that they did it and they tied it all together mm-hmm. so well.
Like,
so
this
good.
Is what all action movies should be. Like,
yes.
The mindless action, yes, but
yes.
also the heart-stopping tension, because you need the characters to live.
Yes, yes. And it's like, we're all attached to the characters, but also that the plot, the action plot, because I cannot tell y'all. Okay, there's just gonna be spoilers after this point, just so you know.
Here's our spoiler warning.
Spoiler,
if you haven't seen
warning.
Top Gun Maverick, go and watch it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And then come back, or just keep listening, because some people like spoilers.
Exactly. And you'll understand why most guys are getting mustaches now. And honestly,
and the aviators are coming back.
Yeah. And then that one actor, what's his name?
Miles. Yeah,
Miles. I just know him as that guy.
The guy from Divergent, yes.
Yes. He's probably the only one I feel like that could pull off a mustache. No offense, guys, but I
don't know. I've met some guys after seeing that movie, and I'm like, yeah, it works.
Maybe it's the movie. Maybe that's been the movie that we needed to be like, hey, mustaches aren't that bad.
It's a psychological deep dive waiting to happen.
Honestly, because at first I was like, mustaches equal creeper. Now I'm like,
Maybe.
80s?
80s? But without further ado, we're going to jump right into Maverick. So,
yes.
Spoilers.
Yes. So let's talk about this plot. The main action plot, the main tension, the reason why he's brought back into everything is the fact that they have to get rid of some uranium.
Yeah, there's an illegal uranium mine outside of America.
No, they don't say where.
They don't say, thankfully.
Which, honestly, I was like, listen, this is the best time. Like, this, if I had something that was like, hey, you don't have to go into, like, all this, like, detail of who you're fighting or whatever, because it's a top secret thing. Most of the people don't know, like, why or when or,
right.
you know. They just know they have to do this one thing, and that's it, because it's top secret. I'm like, yes, please. That would give me so much licenses to
also,
do stuff.
Also, it just, like, it gave so much more timeless quality to the movie, because
uh-huh.
it's like, you could watch this in the future, and it's still like, oh, an illegal uranium mine at the enemy camp. And you're like, yeah, there's no, like, assigned destination to it. So you can kind of, like, you know, slap, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or don't. Or
and
just be
like
ah,
saying,
the bad guys.
Yeah, it's not like they're saying, like, Russians or UK.
They're not
or
assigning.
Like, they don't.
Yeah, they're not assigning, like, antagonists to any singular country. They're
Which
just, like,
is very nice.
Because
if you ever notice in all these old action movies, especially, like, I don't know, any action movie. I'm trying to think of one, though.
James Bond.
What's the other one?
Jack Reacher.
Indiana Jones. Like, all, you can definitely tell.
Now that song's stuck
what's been, yeah. And then, Iron Man. Literally any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell what era we are in or who we are fighting by who the villains are.
Absolutely.
Because most of the time, the villains, even if that's not military, they're usually either German, Arabic, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern. Maybe not everybody. But anyway. But you can tell by what's going on in that time. Or Russian. Did I say
mm-hmm.
Russian? No.
You did earlier.
Yeah. So it's like they, you can tell who we were fighting or who we're against or who we don't like by that time period. And it could be a movie that's not based. Okay, like say like in the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
It could be not a 90s movie, but it's if we're, or anything like that, but if we are, like, have a conflict with Russia or anything like that, usually the bad guys are Russian.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a telltale sign.
Reality is reflected in the movie, media.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say movies, but media is more accurate.
Yeah.
So this gives it more of a timeless quality because you don't even see the people you're fighting. And yeah. To me, normally, that's a pretty big turnoff in movies. I want to know my antagonist.
But you don't have to, though.
You don't have to. No, this movie totally broke that rule for me, and I really enjoyed it. And I felt like I've seen some really bad military movies, Transformers being one of them. This one, with so little information, this movie was more accurately military than anything else.
Yeah, I really did like that, though, because it's just it's a good different pace. I just don't, I honestly, action movies have turned me off recently. I just, mostly because it's the same plot. It's like either some guy is wronged, either by their pet, no offense, I mean, I love that guy too, but
their pet?
When they killed his dog, Jason Bourne.
Oh, his pet didn't wrong him, though. The way you said it,
they
like,
wrong him by doing that.
Okay, I was sitting there like, how did his dog wrong him?
Well, it's either like a...
I got you, like though. I got pet. You.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a pet died.
A pet, a wife, family member, yeah. Or a wife, or girlfriend. Oh, I
sent you
it.
That TikTok, right, of the girl who's like, Charles, will you always remember me this way?
Or like you see in the beginning of action movies when you know it's about to get deep, whenever it opens up to, like, the wife or, like, running through a field.
Yeah, just like, or Charles! There's, like,
sheets everywhere. And you see her face smiling. I was like, oh, guess who died?
I wish I could remember the name of that TikTok because it was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Always remember me this way. Never move on.
Never move on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there
when
you go.
When she was like, you had to remember me this way. Never move on.
Always, laughing.
Always hold a torch out for me.
That's it. That's it. Yes, and always in these action movies, like, they're always like 25 or under.
Yeah, and then in Maverick, there is a main love interest, but it's not the same love interest as the other one.
Yeah.
It is brought back up.
That was confusing to me, because I was like, was she in the first movie?
No. No, actually, they mentioned her in the first movie, though.
Really?
They talked about how, remember she's like the daughter
Penny?
Of a lieutenant or something?
Penny's her name?
I don't remember.
Not Penny. I think it's Penny.
And maybe Penny.
Okay.
We're going to go with Penny. You know, you remember how she said that she's like her father's a lieutenant or whatever?
Okay, yeah.
Or something like that. Apparently in the first movie, he got in trouble by running off with a lieutenant's daughter and like staying out all night or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
So they definitely reference her.
Okay, now I have to rewatch the first one.
So, yeah, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, they made everything tie together. So it's like, yeah, no, she is mentioned in the first movie, and then they were like, oh, this one little pin that we put there, we're just gonna put that in this movie and create a whole thing from it.
It's a good pin.
It's a good pin. And I do love that she's, like, doing her own thing. She has her bar. Yeah. She just, like, shows up. And she's like, well, look who's here.
I even love how she recognized. She's like, look, this never ends well between us, so let's just not start it. And that just was a really cute, like, banter to ramp up the, like, romantic tension.
Yeah, or the fact, even at the end, whenever she was like, you promise you won't leave me? And he's like, yeah. And then the next day, he's like, I have to leave. She's like, you know what?
I'm going too.
She's like, I'm gonna leave. You know, she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go on a sailing trip. I'm not gonna stay in here and worry about you. And she didn't.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's like got a daughter to raise. She's got a whole life. She can't upend it for one man.
Yeah, she's like, really, oh, you're gonna do on this. Yeah, she's like, you're gonna do the suicide mission. I'm out.
Yeah.
And she was, and then like later he came back, he was like, I live. I live. I did it. She was like, fine. But I'd be pissed too, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like you make all these big promises and you're like, I might die. Like, no. I mean, like,
I will say, like, so the scene where she finally does, like, physically and metaphorically let him into her house.
Yes, yes.
Oh my god. So me and my dad are pretty literal. I think you're a literal person too.
Oh, I'm 100% literal.
So when he drops her off at her house and she leaves the door open, me and my dad are like, oh no, she left the door open. Thieves, bugs.
Thieves, bugs.
And then my dad goes, wait, wait, wait. I think this is a hint. I'm like, you would know better than me. We were only half joking.
It was funny though, whenever like he dropped, like, because her daughter was coming in after they, you know, played checkers. And
it's just gonna be a thing now.
It really is.
What did you do? I played checkers, and now it's got a double meaning.
We're going to be sitting around, and so one of us is actually going to have to play checkers, and it's going to be like, where'd you come from? I just played checkers. Excuse me?
You harlot!
This is
When did this become a whorehouse? It's not a whorehouse, it's a whore home. Okay, but yeah, her daughter. Sorry, I totally derailed this conversation.
Yes, yes. So anyway, so he has to sneak out of the house. And he drops, literally falls down, I forget, like off of a roof. Yeah. And he was like, haha, super sneaky.
He like, jumps because he's like, I'm a sneaky boy.
And then like he stands up and she's like, don't hurt her. I was like, oh my God. I busted out laughing at that
My scene. Only edit for that scene was that when he's hanging out the window and trying to leave because she doesn't want her daughter to know that he spent the night.
Which I would do too, honestly, if I was in her position.
I thought he says this line where he's like, this is the last time I'm leaving out this window. And I was like, because you're so old, like, it'll hurt your knees, right? He's like, because I'm never leaving you again. I'm like, okay, but because you're so old, it would hurt your knees, right? That's so much funnier.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, how do you jump out of a two-story window? Because when he said that, I was like,
wow, epic foreshadowing. But it didn't make me giggle. Like, I made myself giggle.
The daughter's face at the end was, whenever he, like, popped up, she was, like, dead face, like, completely serious. It was supposed to be a serious moment. I busted out laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is what I want.
A child!
A child?
No.
No.
On the flip side of that, I think I talked to you about this. I felt like they were trying to set up a love triangle with Phoenix, Rooster, and I think it was Hangman.
Really? I didn't notice.
I feel like they were because of the way they all interacted. I hope not. That might have just been like my senses tingling. But I was like, listen.
Your 2007 senses?
Yes.
Listen, we're all traumatized.
For real. I was like, listen. Bob is the superior man here. She would never go for anyone else. Bob is just the best.
I love Bob.
I know. Like, you walk in and you're like, okay, like, Rooster's cute. Hangman's cute. They're all, you know, they all have something.
Hangman.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
yeah, whatever. Listen.
Sorry. I'm just
listen
saying,
to my
like,
rant.
They're all getting into these big, like, I'm the alpha man. I'm so cool. I'm like, Bob is over here, like, throwing some sick roasts. I love him. He's
honestly
good.
And they all have cool nicknames, and his is Bob. Yeah. I heard that his
Cyclone.
Yeah.
I was like, fanboy. I want to know fanboys, like, the reason for his name. Yeah. I was like, I need to know this.
I think they revealed that Bob was that name for, like, a really scary reason.
I would love that.
I really think it was. I don't remember what it was, but it was, like, something to deal with, like, B.O.B. or something like that. I don't know.
I just loved how, like, he came on screen, we're all like, oh, he's the innocent, funny character. He's probably going to die at some point in the film.
Thank God.
And he didn't, thank goodness, because I was
don't be Stranger
The longer
things.
He was on screen, the more I was like, this is the man. This is the man.
I love Bob.
Yeah. We stand.
This Bob will survive, unlike Stranger Things Bob.
Aw.
R.I.P. Moment of silence.
No, I'm sad. I did enjoy that everyone survived this movie.
Oh my God.
My mom disagreed. No. She thought Tom Cruise was going to die.
I'm glad.
At the
no
end,
one
she
died.
Literally said, that's so selfish that he didn't die. I was like, Mom. She's like, well, they were setting it up the whole time. I was like, because they were foreshadowing that they weren't going to kill anyone. Because they were like, oh, it's somebody's last mission. It's somebody's last flight.
And it was his last mission. He retired after that, I think.
I don't think he did.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, it was someone's last mission, sort of. It was, what's his face? His name is Frosted Tips to me, but it's not his name.
Iceman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about their relationship, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Maverick and the Iceman. Honestly, I really do think there was a little bromance going on. A little bit more than a bromance.
Mm.
Just because the tension in the first movie.
Yeah.
You know, you can be my, what was it, hangman, my...
Wingman. My hangman.
My hangman. His name is in my head.
Yeah.
So you can be my wingman anytime. And they, like, he's like, I respect you now.
It was definitely unintentionally homosexual.
100%.
The tension continued.
It did. And I was like, well, you know what, maybe they'll, like, because this has been, like, a theory this whole time. And then, like, and later, like, he, like, texted him, he was like, I need you. Something he's like come see me or something like that. I was like, dang.
I think this is the only thing you picked up on, because I was just like, okay.
Well, because that happened to me and my sister and each other were like, mm-hmm. No, like there's something going on there. Maybe not, but low-key yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way you cannot have that much tension. And not maybe not a relationship, but once. Maybe once.
Ashlyn's over here writing fan fiction.
I'm just saying, I was like, listen, it's just, would it make the story better? And then when Iceman died, Iceman was always looking out for him. Why do that? Because of respect? I don't think so.
Your theories are adding up.
I'm just saying. If you also agree with my theory, let me know. If not, I don't want to know.
And don't tell me. No, just tell you. Me that I'm right.
Tell me I'm right or nothing.
Send me your fan fiction.
Yes, please.
Yeah. No, I love their relationship. Whatever it may have been.
Undefined, we know what it was. Yeah.
I think it was great. Yeah. I'm glad they brought Val Kilmer back. I think it's Val Kilmer.
I have no idea.
Okay, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
I described him as Frosted Tips, so you're already okay, better than me. Okay, yeah. you already got it. Like, there's me on the floor, and then there's you, Iceman. Like, you know.
I'm trying my best here. Yeah, I enjoyed their relationship. I enjoyed that they were able to bring him back, because I have heard in real life he cannot speak.
Really?
And he is actually having some really difficult health issues. Yeah.
And they made him talk in that
scene?
No.
They cut together a bunch of dialogue from his other movies.
Whenever he talked?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I was like, okay, that's mean. You can't do that.
I know. But it just said a lot about the film that they were able to get Val Kilmer back. Yeah, I was like, this is a meaningful film. And I enjoyed it a lot.
Aww.
So it paid off.
Yes, it did. And I really did like it. I really liked that everyone lived, though.
Yes, because especially, like, with all the tension, because we have Maverick and his relationship with Penny kind of being a tension,
yeah,
romantically. And then we have
Him and Rooster.
They have some issues. Because father-son type stuff.
Yeah, because I think he blames Maverick for his dad's death, even though
it was proven it wasn't his fault. Oh. I mean, Maverick blames Maverick for his death, so.
Ooh, but you know that they, like, definitely reference that at the end, because he's like, you're going to have to eject, and he's like, I don't want to eject, and it was the old one.
Mm-hmm.
That, I was like, we about to die, and then they tried to pull it, and it wouldn't eject. I was like, oh, it was worse.
It got worse, not better.
It got better.
And then there's a tension with Maverick and the John Hamm's character, the head mission guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's just all this tension, is my point.
I legit did not care about that guy.
Yeah.
It's, and like, then Maverick does what he wants.
Right, and so. Then there's the tension with Hangman and Rooster. It's all tense.
And then the whole mission itself, because it's like,
right,
if you do not get out of there in this amount of time, you will die.
Yeah.
If you
fly at this height, you die.
And if you don't make it over the mountain, you die. If you don't hit the thing, it was all for nothing.
Yeah, it was just... So there's just tension, but they do so good at, like, where it's not overdone. I don't know how to best explain it.
No, yeah, it was...
Where it just keeps heightening. Like, you start at a good level, it's pretty tense, and then it just gets worse and worse.
And you know something bad's gonna happen. Like, they tell you the whole time.
They keep
time,
telling you, yeah.
It's something bad's gonna happen, so you just assume someone's gonna die. So whenever he didn't make it out, Maverick didn't make it out, we're like, oh my god, Maverick died. And then it, like, switches to him in the snow. We're like, oh my god, he's alive! And then, like, the people are shooting at him. I was like, well, he about to die again. Like,
it reminds me of that TikTok sound where he's like, I'm alive! I'm dead!
I'm alive! I'm dead!
I'm watching TV!
I'm looking at you!
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was so good. So brilliant.
It really was. Especially, too, that he, like, got to teach everyone, like, all of his skills.
Very questionable teaching methods, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I see this movie and he does the don't think, just do, I'm like, this is why men don't live as long as women.
No.
Also, like, that's gonna come back to bite him when him and Penny are in an actual relationship and he does something and she'll be like, let me guess, you didn't think,
you just did. No. See, I'm not that good under pressure where it's like, don't think, just do. I've done that. Bad things happen when I do that. Because it doesn't, I just literally, like, throw myself at the thing. I was like, okay, just do. And then it does not work out.
It don't work out the way it's planned.
There's a reason why God made me to be an overthinker.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, yeah, it doesn't go well for me either.
No.
But at the same time, I procrastinate a lot, so it just kind of happens.
Well, this is also why I don't trust myself in flying a plane that is that powerful.
Ashlyn.
I know my limits.
I don't trust you flying a plane because you will be asleep.
That's very true. Dramamine.
At the same time, I would also be asleep, so I wouldn't know.
The best drug ever, guys.
So, fun fact, me and Ashlyn both get airsick.
Oh, so bad.
We've never flown together, but watching this movie, I got a little bit airsick. No, we haven't.
Oh my god, we haven't.
It's probably...
Ooh, that's bad.
We've driven together.
I was asleep.
But I don't get... I know you were asleep. I was there.
I also get car sick.
I don't get car sick. I just know that you sleep.
Well, I remember Jana, because she flew.
I'd be flowing.
She'd be flowing to South Carolina. So she came and visited me And she flew to where I was staying or living at the time. And she was like, I hate plane rides. She's like, makes me so sick. And I was like, why don't you take Dramamine? She's like, what's Dramamine? And then, like, the next time I hear from her, whenever she gets back to her city, she's like, Ashlyn, I love Dramamine. She's like,
I'm a drug addict.
She was like, I was not conscious at all. She's like, it was amazing.
It was fantastic because every time I fly into my home airport, I hit awful turbulence.
Yeah, I know.
And so I hit the turbulence and I just remember waking up. I still got sick. It wore off by the end of the flight. But
yeah.
I just remember waking up at one point and this woman is going, this passenger, not the captain or a stewardess, thank God. This passenger goes, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. And I was so like, I wasn't lucid. And yeah. I'm lucid enough to remember.
Yeah.
I just remember kind of going, hell yeah, and then falling back asleep. So choices were made. My mom was the most concerned because I texted her, I'm like, hey, I'm taking Dramamine. It's probably going to make me really drowsy before I get on this flight. And she's like, well, at least make sure they wheel you off the plane.
Did I ever tell you there's non-drowsy?
That's the one I take, but I get knocked out anyway.
Oh, no.
Because I don't do drugs, Ashlyn.
No, you don't. Not even a little bit.
I'm not even on medication, you know.
No, you don't.
So I'm just like,
a little bit.
I take medicine and I'm like, out.
Out. Well, that's
NyQuil messes me up. I'm like in a coma.
Have you ever heard that? Whenever it was like the white girl on the bus, he was like, y'all are messing me up. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, who was driving this bus?
I mean, that would be me. On Dramamine.
NyQuil messes me up.
Messes me up, girl. Yeah, no. I was a little bit airsick watching this movie. Like, yeah. There were certain scenes where they're spinning and I was like, I need my drugs.
Whenever my dad gets a lot of motion sickness really bad from movies too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do as well. That's why I was like, I'm gonna watch this movie. There were some times I was like, okay, I'm done. Tap out.
You're just like, I gotta look at something else for just a second.
One time I went to the Van Gogh thing and I did
glasses?
Yeah, no, the glasses where the VR. Yeah. I did that. I almost died. Well, actually, I was walking, because you're just walking down this path, and you're looking at paintings, and it tells you to move, but you're not really walking, it's walking, so I'm already getting sick, you already know me. So then, something happened, I was looking forward, and it was trying to make me look that way, and I was like, what is it doing? And then it, like, pushes me to it, and I was like, oh, shit!
Right.
I was in a room full of people,
and
like I was not quiet because you can't hear anything.
Right.
So then my dad was like, "What happened?" Because all I hear is go,
"I'm scared. Don't worry about it."
I'm in a Van Gogh thing. I'm scared by paintings. I cannot do the VR. If I ever did the VR horror things,
oh, I can't even do that. Like no,
no, that
I can't
would
even
be
play
experience.
Skyrim on VR because Skyrim would scare me. They're big giant spiders.
Oh.
Can do it. I'm a big Skyrim girl.
Like, I got scared by a painting, or it was a lamp. I don't know, but it like came out of nowhere.
Like, ah, jump scare. You haven't seen the Velvet Buzzsaw, but that's a different topic.
That's a different movie.
Yeah, no, I got a little motion sick watching this movie.
You get motion sick?
I mean, watching the planes, yeah, because I was like, holy cow.
I know, but you don't usually get motion sick.
You know, I do get really motion sick, but there's, like, one movie that really triggers it.
Yeah.
It's Avatar by James Cameron.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Guess what? Avatar, they're playing the real movie and then the other movie back to back, and it's going to be in, like, September, and we're going. Mom's coming, too, but we're all going, so.
Bring me a barf bag.
I know, but it was
for my motion sickness.
You can treat. Well,
you don't care about my health. You don't care about my health.
Not in this instance, no.
Aww.
At this point, I wouldn't believe you, even if you really were. You're like, Ashlyn, I really can't. I'm like, you're fine.
It's against my religion. You're fine.
Look at the horizon.
just look at the sunset.
I was like, close your eyes and listen.
The only thing I like about Avatar is the ride in Disney.
That
where you're
really
on the
great.
Dragons. And then I texted you after I got off the ride. And I was like, I like the red one. I want to ride him. And you said, that's the bad one.
Well, yeah, that
ruined
one.
Ruined my dream.
It ruined my dream. That was the one, like, in the movie. Did you not remember the movie?
No, I slept through most of it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's not that good.
So, oh, my God. Yes, it
no, it's not.
How could you say that? You haven't seen the whole movie.
I've seen most of it.
This is going to be a very interesting episode next time we do this. No, because, okay, what happens is it has a blue dragon. But he has to prove that he is a real whatever they are. I forgot what they're called.
Na'vi?
Whatever they are.
I know more than you.
You don't even know who the red dragon is. Or is that really a dragon lizard thingy?
I know what they're called.
What are they called?
Na'vi. And then there's the banshees.
Oh, yes, yes. So he has to prove, he's like, I'm a real alien, even though he's not. He's like, I'm a real alien.
It's like so, a white dude being like, I'm Native American. You're like, no.
Well, this one, he like converts, sort of.
You can't convert to another race.
He did, though.
Oh my God.
He abandoned his body for the bigger body.
Without pants.
Without pants. I mean, okay, listen, in a real world, if you had the option to be socially acceptable without wearing pants,
would Dang you? It, that's a very compelling argument.
Just saying. Just saying.
You really jimmied my jams.
I know I did. If it was socially acceptable to walk around with no pants, yeah, we would all be in.
That's going
to
be the review of the year.
Yes.
Avatar 2.
It will. So he has to prove that he... I'm finishing this.
Dang it.
Janna's like, are you making
I was redirecting.
I know you were. Anyway. He has to prove that he is... whatever he is, or he's, you know, the alien. And they have this old tale that a true king can ride that red one. But the red one flies above everyone else because, you know, he eats the little dragons.
So you're just proving that that one is my dragon. That's my banshee.
I'm just saying he's the baddest one.
I'm the king. In a good way. I'm a baddie.
So the whole point is whenever he goes and he captures it, he was like, I was trying to figure out how to do it. And he was like, well, if that's the one that flies the highest in the sky, he won't look up. So he was on top and he jumped on him.
Ah.
And it was a great scene.
Okay.
Yes. And we're going to watch it again in theaters. And then we're going to watch the other one in theaters. And it's going
to
be great.
Every subscribe you send to our channel is one prayer for me. So please subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Because I'm not going to make it.
Oh, she is. She's not going to be happy.
Ash is going to kill me. And then we're going to have to break up our friendship again.
Mm-mm. No, you cannot go to whatever mountain place you were last time. Though it is going to get colder.
It would have been nice to be on a mountain.
It would have been nice to be on a mountain. Well, you know what? There's mountains in Avatar.
God. And they float.
And they float. I rest my case. Anyway, I think that's all that we have. So if y'all have any comments about Maverick that you wanted to share that we did not touch on,
it was amazing. Let us know. Everyone's crushing on Miles Teller.
Oh, yeah. As they should. We slept on him before.
I think, yeah, my mom is still mad at him for his actions in Divergent. So she was, like, not on board. She will see him in a movie and just not be on board with him.
I mean, like, he was the worst, though.
He was the worst. I mean, almost everyone in Divergent was the worst. Wait, what did he
do? Oh.
He was, like, the bully.
I mean, like, okay, low-key, I'm not as mad.
But I think he gets better later. I don't know.
I'm literally not that mad. He does get better. But he, I don't get mad at him as much as I get mad at the brother for the second one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's the worst. I think I still get mad at Ansel Elgort because of that.
Who?
The guy who plays the brother.
Oh, I love Ansel. I listen to his stuff. He's a good singer.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. Guys, we will let you go, and we will talk to you later.
Yes, be sure to tune in. October starts our Haunted Road Trip series, and yes. We're going to be talking about Louisiana horror films.
Yes.
We got some pretty good ones on the docket, so it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
But amazing. Yes, we will talk to you soon.
All right, bye.